from the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Fireworks set off on July 4th are to blame for starting a major wildfire in Burlington County, but heat waves and new flash droughts are responsible for creating the conditions that allowed it to become the largest wildfire of the year. Assistant State Fire Warden Sean Judy says a recent study from nonprofit Climate Central shows this is becoming more common.
It basically compares the last 50 years. And, you know, the increased number of high wildfire danger days has increased by another 10 days, you know, on average in our state. So we are experiencing some climate change.
Last year had the most active wildfire season in recent memory, with nearly 1,200 fires consuming over 18,000 acres. There will be a walk-up jobs fair at some ShopRite, Price Right, and Fresh Grocer locations in New Jersey later this month. Management, part-time, and full-time jobs will be up for grabs. Check our website, nj1015.com, for specific sites and times. And a North Jersey city is cleaning up commercial spaces. That's the goal. Patterson is picking up, an ongoing initiative made possible with help from the Clean Communities Fund. For inspiration, the mayor said that they looked at a similar effort in Texas.
It was an anti-litter campaign would actually help clean their state and reduce litter by 72%. So don't mess with Texas. We're trying to emulate it with Patterson is picking up.
The program focuses on cleaning up trash along Patterson's six wards commercial spaces. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And how is the weather doing? Is the heat going away? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
When life's...
It's 11:04. Here's fast traffic.
New Jersey Turnpike southbound Western Spur closed for construction down to 15W. Two lanes are closed after that. Eastern Spur delays have thinned out. Garden State Parkway construction southbound from 144 down to 138. Delays have cleared. You got the southbound ramp at 100A in Tinton Falls closed for construction work. And the ramp entering the northbound parkway from 127 in Woodbridge has the right lane closed. 22 eastbound at the parkway in Union, right lane construction. And you've got emergency repairs on Route 9 North. Bridge to Texas Roads in Marlboro make that. That right lane is shut for down wires. And Route 1 construction with only slight delays both directions into Finnegan's Lane in North Brunswick. As we go across the Hudson leaving New Jersey, GW Bridge with the lower deck closed, delays have cleared, Lincoln's good, the Holland Tunnel is about to lose a lane for construction work. We still have 30-minute delays on the Gladstone Branch and also on Northeast Corridor and North Jersey Coastline trains in and out of New York Penn Station. Traffic every 15 minutes, next report 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
Connect with us anytime. Call us at 1-800-283-1015 or drop us a message on our app, New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Warm and sticky again overnight with a partly to mostly cloudy sky. There will be a couple of showers around and perhaps even a thunderstorm. Lows will be in the mid-70s. Still hot Thursday, but it won't be quite as humid with intervals of clouds and sun. A high close to 90. Warm and muggy Thursday night. Mostly cloudy with a stray shower or thunderstorm late. Low 70 to 75. Better chance for some showers and a heavy thunderstorm Friday with more clouds. Highs 80 to 85. And then it's going to heat back up over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
In Clinton, it's 79, Jackson 76, Millville 77. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.